Reverend Parrish, associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning.
Good morning.
I have several expressions of thanks to share with you prior to the actual announcements. A special thank you. What you did was so thoughtful and so appreciated. Dear Pastor and Shiloh family, I sincerely appreciated all of your expressions of kindness when my brother Floyd and my brother-in-law Charles transitioned to be with the Lord. And this comes to us from Sister Dorothy Weldon. We also have an expression of thanks from the Barbara Carroll Community Outreach and Development Corporation. That is one of the outreach donations that the church made during the last quarter of the year, and they're thanking us with deep appreciation for our contribution. Our assistance enables the pantry to continue to provide food, household, and personal hygiene items for families in the community. In 2019, they supported 926 families and 2,374 individuals. And as we know that there was an act of vandalism against two churches in the community, and the church has received donations to assist with the broken windows. Dear New Site Church, please accept the enclosed to help towards repairing the damaged windows in your church. And this comes to us from Miriam Parsons. Dear sisters and brothers at Shiloh Baptist Church, we were so sorry to learn of the vandalism at your church. Please accept this donation to help with repairs to your windows. Shiloh is a pillar of this community, and your congregants always stand tall and strong. An attack on one church is an attack on all churches. We pray that something like this never happens again. In solidarity, Wesley Forum Adult Sunday School Class, Fredericksburg United Methodist Church. And this is not an expression of thanks, it is a donation. Good afternoon, Pastor Parrish and Shiloh Baptist Church family. Psalm 112:6, for the righteous will never be moved, he will be remembered forever. As I reflect upon the passing of two of my dear friends in Christ, Lazalia and Eloise, I just want to thank God over and over again for his mercy and love. God gave us an opportunity to serve him at Shiloh Baptist Church New Site, to spread the gospel, to teach and love the people he put in our lives. Lazalia and Eloise had cheerful hearts, happy expressions, caring demeanors, and divine callings to do the work of the Lord. Nat and I would like to make a contribution in their honor to our South African family, Hope Church, on their behalf, Nathaniel and Mary Spate. And we know that other donations will be coming in, but they did send this in writing, so we did want to acknowledge it. This announcement is not in your bulletin, but the contribution statements, the tithing statements, are now ready, and they can be picked up following this morning's worship downstairs. So again, your tithing contribution statements are now ready for pickup downstairs. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin. We are preparing for our first quarterly church business meeting. It will be held on Thursday, the 23rd. The agenda is there for your review prior to the actual meeting. Please be in attendance at the first quarterly church meeting on the 23rd. From our Sunday school ministry, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons, the deadline for the next newsletter, the trustees for the month are listed for your review. And from our security ministry, please take note of the pew that you are seated in. They are color-coded on the top corner of the pew, also near the hymnals. The color is there. That determines which door you might exit through in the event of an emergency, and where you go once you are downstairs. There is a laminated placard in the back of the pew, which you might read in the event of an emergency and we have to exit, that is there for your review. Those who have CDL license are needed as volunteer drivers. Please take note of your points of contact. All church leaders and ministry leads are asked to update your contact information for the church directory. And the contribution statements, as has been noted, are ready for your pickup. The women's ministry will sponsor a distribution of personal items to Micah Ministry during February 7th meal. Donations of toiletries, trial size, male and female, will be collected through February 6th. So please, if you can, assist. On the reverse of the announcements, our known sick and shut-in and those on our prayer list. Always adding to this list, the bereaved families of our church and community. And those families are noted in the bottom right corner of the announcement there. We will also add to this list Tyree and Linda Bundy, who lost an aunt. His homegoing service was at First Union Church. Community notes. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority is sponsoring a free trip to the Historically Black Colleges and Universities College Fair at Alfred Street Baptist Church. You must RSVP by the 13th. Our contact person is Deacon Jeanette Ellis. If please stand, Sister Ellis, so that parents or students might see you to RSVP to the college fair. Transportation is being provided. You must RSVP, again, by the 13th. Registration is required as well, but you can receive additional information regarding that. Again, a college fair, Historically Black Colleges and University, January 25th from 8 to 3. Please see our contact, Sister Ellis. Dr. Oglesby, Deacon Dr. Oglesby, is also a contact. So please, students, parents, see them. The Martin Luther King Prayer Breakfast will take place on the 20th at the Hospitality House. I have contact information and ticket information. And of course, that is coming up soon. Please, January 20th. And as another note, anyone interested in ordering Girl Scout cookies, Sister Belinda Johnson or Kamaya Jenkins are our in-house Girl Scouts. Cookies need to be ordered by the 26th and delivered on February 13th. And that's from Belinda and Kamaya. Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, Shadow.
Good morning.
We do want to thank Sister Wilson for the reading of all our announcements. We ask that you keep these announcements in mind. They're extremely important for the ongoing ministries here at this branch of Zion. We're going to ask that at this time, we're going to just have a moment of silence. Amen. As for the Ravens' demise, need all the prayer I can get in my house. Y'all just don't know. Now, we may have to do the same thing for the Seahawks next week, but this week, have mercy.
Jesus.
Amen. I'm sure we're all shocked.
Amen.
Except those for Tennessee. They are not, but bless God. Amen. We move on in the name of the Lord. Amen. We had the opportunity to visit with the Interfaith Community meeting, and in that meeting there was a discussion also of the vandalism that was done to us and Oldsite, and they stand on one accord with us against violence, against any type of hatred or actions that would take place in our community. And they too have I think they're going to contact Brother Xavier and the celebration that will take place at James Monroe. The community will come from a church from that the Interfaith Conference to make a statement on behalf of the solidarity of all the churches within the community against violence against our churches. So continue to pray with them and for them, and we give God the glory. We've been blessed. The trustees have handled and prepared the windows here in this church, and Old Site is working on theirs also. You saw some media coverage of it, but the idea is God is still in the blessing business.
Amen.
Amen. I know there's still concern about security here at this branch of Zion, but I believe our security ministry is doing an excellent job. And at the church business, amen. At the Church Business Fellowship on the 23rd, on the agenda, will be an item for us to have the authority to hire armed guards who will come and be a part of worship service here at the church. So if you're concerned, be at our business fellowship on the 23rd to discuss it at that time. But we believe God is still in our midst, and we're going to give him the glory for all that he is and will do through us. Men's ministry, we will meet on Saturday, 9 a.m. in the annex. The men's ministry, we will meet this Saturday at 9 a.m. See, I'm not turning around. I just say the men's ministry will meet at 9 a.m. on Saturday. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Just like the choir, we bless God. Amen. One thing I want to share, and I'm sharing this in love. As you can see, there is a lot of flu, cold, some things that they can't even identify that they say is a virus going around. One of the prevention theories is that we must wash our hands.
Amen. Amen.
But there's even a better one. If you feel you are sick, stay home. Now, I'm saying this in love. Not just here, but on your jobs. Wave to that neighbor. Don't get in their face. Don't go over and want to hug. But be conscious that the flu, pneumonia, the viruses, many of them are airborne. And your gracious welcome sometimes can give them more than a gracious welcome. So, you know, if you sneezing and you know that you're going through something, God's not going to punish you because you missed Sunday morning worship.
Amen.
So be blessed and just stay home. And if you really want service, I do understand, I don't look at it, but the podcast does an excellent job.
Amen.
So you can be in worship with us looking at the podcast.
Amen.
But I say this in love because you're not doing anyone a favor or blessing by showing up where you can be contagious and give somebody what you bring.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sure those who are okay say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. So let's continue to give God the glory. But at the same time, just remember God expects us to take some responsibility for us also. Amen. Our choir is going to bless us once again.